Actually, the Lord gave me some very, very particular guidance on the message I'm going to preach.
事实上，主给我一个很特定的一个方向，但我要讲这个题目的时候。
We've been preaching gospel for about a month.
我们在这里已经在这传福音传讲一个月了。
In the hope that some of our friends can comfortably bring their friends to come in here. So that they understand the message clearly.
我们是希望能够把朋友能够带进来，那么大家都能够听，比较能够听得懂的信息。
And the worship we have here is certainly spirit lifting.
我们在这里的敬拜，实在是让我们的灵里面能够起来。
Praise God that He is in our midst when we worship Him.
感谢赞美主，当我们这样敬拜赞美的时候，他就在我们中间。
But at the same time, when we worship Him, we ought to obey His commandments.
同样，在我们这样子敬拜他的时候，我们更是要来遵守他的命令。
For true worshiping is a devout obedience.
因为实在是真正的敬拜是在那里完全的顺服。
And last week, when our brother led us in singing the songs, a thought came to my mind.
当上礼拜，当我们在这里。弟兄带领诗的时候，有一个思想进到我的里面。
And the scripture from John 13 came to me. Clearly, I think this would be the message to preach.
是约翰福音第十三章的这个信息到了我的心里，我相信这就是我今天所要讲的。
But you know, during the week, I forgot about the whole thing, and I couldn't remember what the Lord told me to preach.
但是在这个周间的时候，我又好像有点忘记到底主要我讲什么。
There's so many things happening in the world.
因为这个礼拜里面有各式各样的事情在世界各角落发生。
Although we don't have a second Berlin Wall came down.
虽然我们没有第二个柏林围墙在倒塌。
And there was not a second tornado hitting any place.
也没有还有什么龙卷风侵袭哪一个地方。
And there was no earthquake of a major magnitude.
也没有什么特别大的地震在什么地方发生。
But there did happen a great important thing to some of our people who came from Philippines.
但是对于我们中间一些弟兄姊妹们也是发生了一件大事，因为他们从菲律宾来。
And we know the situation in Philippines never can be called rest.
因为我们实在知道，在菲律宾那里实在是还没有真的是很安定。
The Lord seems to be reminding us when everybody is saying peace, peace, there's no peace really.
好像主在那里提醒我们，在到处大家都说到处都有和平了，其实是没有平安。
And we ought to preach the gospel even faster in a faster pace.
我们其实要更快的，要来更积极的来传福音。
We are racing against the time.
我们实在是跟时间在那里比赛。
When we talk about all those turmoils, we have one definite thought in us.
当我们提到这些动乱的时候呢，有一样事情是在我们心里面。
That is, we know the Lord's coming is near.
我们实在知道主来的日子快要近了。
And the only thing we should do is to love Him and keep His commandments.
唯一我们要做的就是要爱他，要来遵守他的话。
We have several commandments. One of them is to preach the gospel, such as we do now.
有一样的命令其中的一样就是要传福音，就是我们今天要做的。
And the other thing is to love one another.
还有一件事就是要彼此相爱。
For this also is a commandment of God.
因为彼此相爱实在是神的命令。
And people have been saying that when the Christians love one another in unity,
当很多人说当基督徒彼此相爱那样和谐的时候,
it is a time when the Lord can bless us.
就是神能够来施恩给我们的时候。
The Lord is among us.
那个时候神就与我们同在。
So let's read the scripture from John 13, which I already said.
所以我们从约翰福音第十三章，我们来看神怎么说。
We'll read from 33, 34, and 35.
我们要读约翰福音的第十三章里面的第34节跟35节。
And let's read it together.
我们一起读。
Both in English and in Chinese, please.
中英文一起来。
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. It says the Lord is giving us a new commandment. What makes it unique is that it's not any commandment like any commandment that we know of.
因为 这个命令实在是跟我们平常所知道的所谓命令实在是大不相同。
It is not like the Ten Commandments the Israelite people knew before.
也不像在旧约时代以色列人所知道的那个十条诫命。
And it didn't say all the commandments that thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that.
这个诫命也不是说你不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
Nothing is negative.
没有哪一个负那个消极的。
It is a positive commandment.
而是一个很正面积极的一个命令。
Already it tells us what the difference between New Testament and Old Testament.
在这里已经告诉清楚让我们知道新旧约之间的大不相同。
We can say Old Testament is a lot of forbiddens.
我们可以说旧约好像是有很多很多是不可做不可行的事。
But New Testament, the Lord expects us, and He enables us to do things positively.
而在新约里面呢，神在那里预期我们能这么做，同时他也让我们能够做到他所要求的。
The Lord is giving us this commandment.
主把这样一个命令给我们
that ye shall love one to another.
说你们要彼此相爱。
You know, I think this is where most of a Christian either fail or glorify God here.
我相信这也就是在大部分基督徒就在这一点上，要不然就是做不到，要不然是实在在这一点上来荣耀神。
I think there are more Christians are being saved because he sees that.The other Christians love one another.
因为我知道很多的基督徒，他们所以因为所以得救，是因为看见他们看到别的基督徒那样彼此相爱。
Now the Lord has led us in many long passages to Him.
主在我们经过很长的这个路到他面前。
There's not too many who receive the Lord the first time He hears the gospel.
没有几个人是第一次。
Let me find out the truth. How many of you who received Christ at the first time you hear the gospel? Please raise your hand. I'm talking about those already saved.
已经得救的是你第一次听到福音就相信主的。
How many are there that believe in the Lord the first time you hear the gospel?
有没有哪一位是第一次听到福音就要信的？
One, praise God. Mrs. Xu, I know her, I knew her story. Somebody preached the gospel to her. I think I was a...So I'm a very unique position, unique situation. I'm not going to tell you how she's saved.
徐师母的故事，我想我们知道在一个很特殊的一个情形。
If you want to know,
听到福音就信主。
If you want to know how she's saved, go ask her.
如果你想要知道她怎么样第一次听福音就得救的话，请你去问她，让她来告诉你。
But I think the rest of the people really want to check it out, isn't it?
但是我相信我们每个人都听到福音的时候，都想要看看，来试试看到底这怎么回事。
And the fruit that we've been checked upon.Is that we can love one another.
而发现我们常常要能够看见的，就发现基督徒他们彼此相爱。
I know for myself. I know I can speak for myself when I first heard the gospel in St. Louis.
我也是就我自己来说，在第一次我在圣路易那里听到福音的时候
，Several things registered in me with a strong impression.
那个时候有几样事情对我来讲印象非常深刻。
And one of them is the young Christian, young people. They really.Felt together, they love one another.
因为在那个教会里面，我实在看到那些年轻人，尤其是少年人，他们实在是彼此相爱。
It is not what they say.
并不是在于他们口头上说什么。
They joked around as anybody else would.
就像所有的其他的少年人一样，那么他们在那彼此开开玩笑啊，在那打打闹闹。
But there's a deep bond in between them.
但是他们在中间有一个那样子很深的一个连结。
I don't know what it was, but I think it drew my heart, and I was caught in it.
我那个时候并实在是不知道那是什么，但是实在是让我的心里印象非常深刻。
When you see a group of people full of love, it's attractive, isn't it?
当你看到一群人他那样子彼此相爱的时候，是非常非常吸引人的。
When you see a group of people together.They love one another, and there's no hatred, there's no jealousy, there's no division, there's unity. You feel attracted to it.
当你看到有一堆人，他们那样子彼此相爱，没有互相的，没有什么恨恶，也没有那样子的纷争，你就会觉得这样子团体是非常非常的受吸引。
And if there should be one or two who is dissident, people knew right away.
若是中间有一两个好像不同心的，大家马上就知道。
People would be shy away from it.
而就会好像有点不敢接近。
Because it loses its attraction.
因为这样的团体就失去它的吸引力。
So you see, when the Lord tells his disciples to be one with one another, to love one another.
所以当主这样告诉他的门徒要彼此相爱，这个时候
，He puts that responsibility in every one of them.
他就把这样的责任给了每一个人。
I remember an old saint. His name is Vogel.
我记得在一位前面的一位弟兄，他的名字叫 Vogel。
I was thinking about who are the ones that impressed me very most, very most in the area of loving one another.
我就在回想是哪一在过去有哪一个经历是那个彼此相爱对我印象最深的。
Somehow I remembered this old brother, pastor, his name is Volvago.
我就突然一下想到这位很年长的一位牧者。
Actually, I didn't hear him preach.
事实上我连这个听他讲道都没有机会。
I didn't hear him teach.
我也没有听过他的教导。
I was just with him briefly for a couple of days.
我只是在跟他在一起有就几天的时间。
I was introduced, I was taken with some elder brother to be with him in admission for a couple of days.
我是一些年长弟兄带我到那个聚会里面，我在那里停留了几天。
And when we arrived there, he was dressed in a workman's clothing.
当我在那边第一次碰到他的时候，我看到他穿着做工的衣服。
He doesn't look like a preacher at all.
他看起来一点都不像个传道人。
He just smiled at me.
他就那样子对我这样打笑。
And hugged me.
然后拥抱我。
And say a few words.
跟我讲了几句话。
But somehow that love is full in him.
但是那样的爱，我发现怎那么样在他里面那么满满的。
I didn't know who he was. As I told you, he dressed in the workman's clothes.
事实上那个时候我根本不知道他是谁，因为他穿着工人的衣服。
But I just felt his heart grip with his big hand.
因为我可是在他的那个这样跟我握手的时候，我就感觉到他的心。
I was 27 years old then.
我那个时候27岁。
I'm so impressed.
我那时实在是觉得非常的感动。
Later on, I knew who he was.
后来我知道他是谁。
He is a nephew of another brother by the same name, Volvago.
他是另外一位 Volvago 弟兄，他的侄子。
That Volvago has been with the Lord now.
那么那位已经到主那里去了。
He started a Ridgewood Pentecostal Church in New York City.
而那一位就是在纽约的Ridgewood 的那个团契的发起人。
Many of you might know the missionary work they sent to Taiwan in the person of Pearl Young.
我相信有很多人也都知道那一个团体就是把荣耀秀姊妹送到差遣到台湾去做工的。
But that's the group of people I met.
但那一群人是我在那里碰到的。
When I met them, it's not the teaching or preaching impressed me, it's their love.
在那个地方，我并不是他们的教导或者是他们的讲道，让我印象深刻，而反而是他们的爱。
I stayed there for 3 or 4 days.
在那里有三四天的时间，我跟他们在一起。
I was greatly humbled.
我在那个地方实在是主让我谦卑下来。
Not because they had a lot of teachings that I didn't know.
并不是他们有那些很强的这个教导是我以前不知道的。
It was the fact just the opposite that they don't talk about preaching and teaching.
事实上正好相反，因为他们不讲什么教导了，讲道这些事情。
It is rather the love that manifests to one another when they live together.
而是当他们住在一起的时候，那个彼此那个爱实在是在那里显出来。
Nobody tried to overpower to anybody.
没有哪一个人想要一定是要站在哪一个人的高头上。
Nobody tried to boast about their spiritual knowledge or spiritual experiences.
也没有哪一个人是想要这样高举他自己在属灵上的经历。
They just love one to another.
他们就是那样子彼此相爱。
They just love one another. For some reason, that's how it makes me humble.
而他们就这样子彼此相爱的这种情形，就让我站在他们面前谦卑下来。
I just sat there, enjoyed the presence of God so much.
我就在那边，我就在那里，一直在那里安息，享受神的同在。
I'm convinced there are more people who's won to Christ by Christian love, not by Christian doctrines.
我是相信有更多的人是因为基督徒之间的彼此相爱而信主，而不是因为他的教导。
You know, when we try to preach gospel to some people, we try to bombard his head off.
我们常常有时候想要跟别人传福音的时候，我们就把这个简直是向他疲劳轰炸。
And we try to tell them it is because your pride that got in the way that you couldn't see God.
我们常常就说是因为你骄傲，所以你没办法看到神呐。
But sometimes we fall into the same trap by trying to tell them they are proud, we are proud too.
而事实上呢，有时候因为我们告诉人家说你不要骄傲，就变成好像我们自己在那骄傲，在那自夸。
And we try to convince them that there is a God and Christ is acceptable.
我们常常在那里拼命想要说服他，那里有一个神，而这个是他是可以接受的，我们可以接受的。
But in fact, the way to the proudness, the pride.To conquer it is not by overpowering them.
可是事实上呢，要能够让他不骄傲呢，并不是因为我们可以把他说服。
It is by our love which is most humbling.
而是我们的爱，那个爱能够让万人都能够降服。
When you love him enough, he begins to see that you're not harmful for him.
当你爱他足够到一个地步，让他知道你不是要伤害他。
When you love him enough, you win his trust.
当你这样子爱他的时候，你就得到了他的信任。
Then he begins to see why you have that kind of love.
然后他们才会来看看到底为什么你会有这样子的爱。
And when they begin to stand on your side, don't you think it's a lot easier to have him look at the way you look?
所以如果这样子的话，是不是更容易让他能够跟你一样有同样的看见呢？
I remember a brother, his name is Charlie.
我记得有一位弟兄，他的名字叫 Charlie。
When I was beginning entering into the ministry in Culver City,
我那个时候在 Culver City 刚刚开始侍奉主。
Several sisters who knew his sister brought him to our mission.
那么有几位姊妹因为是认识这位 Charlie 弟兄的姐姐，所以把他带到我们的聚会里面来。
This young man was a little bit handicapped.
他有一点点有点障碍。
And he couldn't hear too well.
因为他的耳朵很重听。
And he is, for some reason, he's very outspoken, outgoing.
但是他是非常活泼，非常这个，非常一位活泼，非常活泼的一位青年人。
Yet later on, when he was saved, he told us because his handicap in hearing, he felt very, very strong.
那后来等到他得救之后，他告诉我们，但是因为他的耳朵很不好，所以他常常有时候就很是非常内向。
That was in the 60s.
而那个时候是在差不多60年代的时候。
And all kind of doctrines, all kind of different religions was competing in this United States.
那个时候在美国各地就是各式各样的这个奇风这个各式各样的奇异的宗教在那里就非常流行在青年人中间。
And I believe that was also the time when hippies had a big hit.
而那个时候也正好是嬉皮在嬉皮士流行的时候。
And Woodstock and all kind of concerts are going everywhere.
而各式各样子的这个各式各样子他们的这个演唱会啊也在各地方都很流行。
And there's a certain, in Hindu, meditation teaching that has a big convention in Houston.
而那个时候在休斯顿那里有一个很大的一个聚会在那里他们是讲到这种在灵里面的这个
默想。And this young man, Charlie,was somehow drawn to that meeting.
然后这个 Charlie 他就很被吸引，他就去参加了。
And he had learned the way of meditation until he said, when he sat down and pray, so-called, and meditating, he sees a bright light coming in here.
他就去跟他们学坐在打坐，然后他说打坐到一个地步呢，他可以说坐下来闭着眼睛打坐的时候，静思的时候，有可以看在他脑袋里可以看到一个光。
So you know, he is not without a spiritual search.
所以他也不是那样子与灵界的事情完全没有追求。
And when we begin to preach gospel to him, he has just the convenience of turning down his hearing aid.
所以当我们那个要跟他传福音的时候呢，他就很方便的把他的这个助听器呢，把他声音降小一点。
And that man is very clever, isn't he?
所以他很聪明，他就不听不见。
When he doesn't want to hear the gospel, he just turned down the volume.
所以他不愿意听这个是福音的时候，他就把这声音降低一点。
You know, we have good ears, we can't do that. It's being impolite.
我们耳朵很好，非听不可。
So we really don't know whether he accepts what we said or not.
We
felt that he didn't hear anything.
我们这样跟他讲的时候，我们就觉得他到底听见没有？我们实在是不知道他到底听见没有。
And he told us later on he was searching for love.
所以他那个时候后来他告诉我们，他那时实在是在那找寻找爱。
One day we prayed for him.
有一天我们就跟他为他祷告。
And several of us stood around him and prayed loudly, whether he could hear or not, I don't care. We just prayed.
那是有一天我们几个人就围绕他的边，围着他，然后就一起大声的祷告，不管他听得见听不见了，我们就为他祷告。
We felt that his soul is so precious before God's sight.
我们那时候就发现说我们就感觉到他的那个灵魂是在主的面前是那样子的宝贵。
Somehow we pray until our tears come down from our cheeks.
但是我们就继续为他祷告，祷告到一个地步，我们的眼泪流下来。
He stood there amazed.
他就站在那里看我们这样的流泪祷告，觉得简直奇怪的不得了。
What kind of people are these?
这些人是干什么的？
That they pray for us, they cry to pray for us.
他们这样为我祷告，居然还流泪。
And somehow it moved him a little bit.
那个时候就好像对他有一点点的震撼。
Several weeks later, it's about Christmas time. He went to see his sister.
然后差不多过了就这个事情之后不久他在假期里面他去看他的姐姐。
And his sister took him to a retreat.
然后他的姐姐就把他带到一个基督徒的退休会。
It's mainly for high schooler and college and young people.
是专门为年轻人的多半是大学生跟中学生。
And he again sat there in the meeting, just feeling the time.
于是他就坐在那里了在那里就是打发时间。
And you know, his sister was a little bit under the weather, a little bit having a little bit cold and very weak.
而那个时候他姐姐正好生病在那里有感冒不舒服。
So she said there was a very, very struggling through the meetings.
然后她的姐姐旁边坐那里很不舒服，一个聚会中间的一直很难过。
I want you to know there's nothing wrong with the speaker.
那个时候
Nothing wrong with speaker.
而那个不是讲员，
不是讲员讲的，
不是讲员讲的好不好
？Suddenly she vomited.
突然一下子她吐了，这个她姐姐吐了。
I hope you don't do this here.
我希望你们在这儿不要吐啊。
But I also heard that one of the invited guests couldn't be here because she vomited in the morning before she get into the car.
我们也知道今天早上本来有一位弟兄要来，但是因为他太太也又是吐了，所以他不能来。
We ought to pray for them.
我们应该为他们祷告。
And you know, Charlie was sitting next to his sister.
那个时候 ，Charlie 这位弟兄正好坐他的姐姐的旁边。
The immediate action, everybody would do that, would just jump away from it.
第一个这个反应就是马上跳开。
But you know, there are some people who are not conventional.
可是你知道吗？有些人就是与众不同。
One of the sisters just rushed out to try to catch that thing coming out of her mouth.
有一位姊妹就抢上去，然后用手去接着她吐出来的。
And she wiped with her skirt.
然后用她的裙子把她清理干净，把她擦干净。
Charlie was sitting there amazed.
Charlie 坐在那里简直是大吃一惊，在那看到这样的事情。
He said, "Wow, I couldn't do that."
他说这样的事情我是做不出来的。
All of a sudden, his search of love.Seems to find an answer.
突然一下子，他心中那个要追寻爱的那个欲望，突然一下得到了答案。
On one hand, he was very ashamed that because he jumped away from his sister, who was needing him.
他觉得有点不好意思，因为他在那里看到他姐姐吐了，就赶快躲开。
When they took her to her bedroom, he followed.
等到他们把他姐姐送到我寝室的时候，他也就跟着一起去。
You know what he?You know what he told his sister?
你知道他那个时候他告诉他的姐姐什么吗
？He said, "All the time when you preached the gospel to me, I thought Christianity was nothing. There was no reality."
你说每一次你告诉我你在跟我传福音的时候，我是觉得根本基督教没什么。
My Hindu religion seems to be more real because I see a light.
而我的那个印度教的那一套，我觉得还反而更真实，因为我可以看到一个光。
But today I realize that something is not visible.
但是我知道我今天我看到有一样事情是我看不见的
It is God's love,
是神的爱
which I didn't have.
这个就是我没有的
Could you tell me how to receive that love?
你能不能告诉我怎么样能够 接受这样的爱
From then on it's very easy to share gospel with him
从那一点开始从那一刻开始就很容易能够把福音传给他了
After all gospel is meant for everybody to understand easily
因为实在是福音是让每一个人都能很清楚很容易的了解的
They told Charlie
他们就告诉 Charlie,
that God is love.
神是爱。
In love, He sent His beloved Son, Christ Jesus, came to earth.
在他的爱里面，神把他自己的独生子差遣到世上来。
Because of love, He's willing to die for us.
也因为爱，他愿意为我们受死。
And He would even die for us on the cross.
而且甚至死在十字架上。
Suffering all the pain and the shame and the loss.
在那里，他在受到各样的羞辱，各样的羞辱。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
He gave His only begotten Son.
他将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes may be saved, may have eternal life.
让凡是信他的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
And Charlie accepted Christ then.
于是那时候 ，Charlie 就接受了主。
Great joy came to him.
于是很大的喜乐来到他的身上。
When he came to the retreat,
他去那个参加退休会的时候
，he was a changed person.
从那里出来，他完全是整个人改变了。
I think he was 19 or 18 then.
那时候才差不多十八十九岁的样子。
And he would hug people.
他那时候开始会跟人拥抱。
With a big bear hug.
是大大的拥抱。
And he would say, "Jesus loves you, so do I. I love you too."
他会说耶稣爱你，我也爱你。
And that was a short discovery of Christ's love.
那个是他实在是找到了神的爱。
And he testifies so often saying, "Christ's love."Filled me. I'm in love with Christ, and Christ's love filled me. I have love now.
而那个时候，他真正清清楚楚知道，他说神的爱充满了我。我现在有基督的爱，我现在有这个爱。
Last week, I heard some children sing a 60 song.
上个礼拜我听到一些小孩子们他们唱一些老歌啊，60年代的歌。
They sing love, 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 love. Well, right? This is a Christian call, right?
里面唱到爱爱爱。
That was a 60 song. That was the most most adopted topic of all the time.
而爱这一个题目是在60年代的时候是最被最流行的一个题目。
I guess the world is searching for love.
因为实在是世上的人都在寻找这个爱。
And Christian has a true reality.
而基督徒有这一个真正的有一个这个爱的真实的爱。
I believe people are still searching for love today.
我相信今天人仍然在追寻这一个爱。
We've seen families that are broken.
我们看到有家庭破坏的。
We've seen that the relationships that are torn.
我们看到有些这个人际的关系在那里破坏。
We see their struggle, their all kind of dissident and all kind of struggling and all kind of fighting.
我们看到很多个人跟人之间互相的在那争竞。
It is because they are not ruled by love, it's by power, by hatred, by competition, by human-centeredness.
因为在那里我们都不是因为人不再被爱所带领而反而是充满了恨充满了各式各样其他的私欲。
You know, when we are in love, we are so peaceful.
那我们在爱中的时候我们是那样的平安。
We understand it, don't we?
我想我们都了解。
And here it is, Christ's love, God's love,Unlimited.
你知道吗？在这里，神的爱给我们是那样子，没有限量。
Once we fall in love with Him and we have received that love, that we can love one another, we are peaceful with man.
在这，若是我们爱，我们接受了这样的一个爱，我们有他那样子的无限的爱的时候，我们跟人之间就有那样子一个很平安、很好的关系。
The interaction between human beings are so important.
在人跟人中间的这个中间彼此的这个交往是那么样的重要。
When you talk about love, you need an object.
当你说到爱的时候，你要有一个对象。
That's why God gave us people.
所以神将这么多人赐给我们，在我们旁边。
As objects of love.
这就是我们爱的对象。
When we have contact, the Christian contact.
当我们有跟人接触的时候。
There's something beyond your words.
有些事情发生，就是不是你能讲得出来的。
Beyond what you do.
也不是你能做得出来的。
Love is that communication.
那个爱呢，就是那样一个看不见的一个那种一种。
I don't mind telling you that I also watch television sometimes.
我也可以告诉各位，我常常有时候也看电视。
And some of the advertisements I enjoy more than the program themselves.
有些这个广告我看来更有意思，比那些节目还更有意思。
And one of the best ones, I believe, AT&T put out some good ones.
我相信那个 AT&T 那个电话公司呢，有一个很好的广告。
They said, reach out and touch someone.
他就说是你你伸出手来碰接触一些人。
I believe it's successful because it's work on the principle of love.
我相信那个为什么他那个广告能够很成功，因为他是用爱这一个用爱来作为他的。
There's a certain touch. You can't translate that, huh?
他有他那一个特别的那个特点。
You know, sometimes when we're on the phone talking to people.
有时候我们在电话上面跟别人说话的时候。
Although we don't see their faces.
虽然我们没有不是跟他面对面在那看的。
Sometimes I felt the communication is very difficult because we don't see their faces.
有的时候我觉得哎呀这个时候很难跟他交谈因为我没有看着他脸。
But in reality, it's not really what you see him or not. You want his reaction.
事实上呢你是希望能够看到他脸上的那反应。
And the communication is coming through.
而是这样子的交通呢就能够有这样的联系。
I don't know about you, but since I'm a pastor, I call people so often.
我常常打电话给弟兄姊妹。
I felt that if I'm filled with God's love, I can talk to anybody.
当我觉得我实在是充满了神的爱的时候，我觉得我跟每一个人都能说。
But if sometimes I'm drained without His love, I'm down in myself, I can't do anything.
当有的时候我灵里下沉的时候，我觉得我里面没有这个爱的时候，我就没有办法跟人说话。
The communication is not working.
那个
communication. How do you translate communication?
那个交通就没有办法能够。
And some of you receive my telephone call. You can tell whether I'm in the spirit or not.
我相信各位有的时候接到我电话的时候，也能够知道我那个时候的灵里面是不是高昂还是怎么样。
When I don't have this Christ's love, God's love, I'm irritable, very irritable, irritating.
我若是心里面没有那个神的爱的时候呢，我就很容易被激怒。
很容易激怒
别人。
Isn't it true?
是不是这样呢
？I guess my children also know this.
我相信我的孩子们就知道这
知道我。But isn't it true to everybody?
是不是每个人都这样子呢
？We do need God's love.
我们所以我们都希望需要神的爱。
I found out last night when I was reading and meditating on this verse 35.
我就昨天晚上当我在读到这个35节的时候
，I realized something I never seen before.
我就突然在看到一样事情，我以前没有看到的。
This verse says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples."
他的众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
If ye have love one to another,
你们若彼此相爱的话。
There are two things I notice here.
我就注意到有两件事情。
One is that love and disciples are very contrasting words.
因为这里又讲了爱，一方面又讲门徒，好像没有什么有点冲突，没有什么关系的。
You know, disciples, what are disciples? Disciples are a group of people who receive discipline.
你知道，讲到门徒就是一堆人在那里接受训练。
If we are disciples of love, then we are disciplined on love.
所以若是我们要做爱的门徒的话，我们在爱上面要接受训练。
I will explain to you a little bit later.
对，我等一下再解释。
But here it says, "You have loved one to another." It didn't say you if you love one another.
他就说你们若有彼此相爱的心。
You know the Chinese and Chinese sometimes are hard to translate, but English here it used the noun love instead of verb love.
在这里呢，他是把这个爱呢是当做一个名词来用，而不是一个动词。
If you have love,
若是你们有这个爱。
In other words, we don't have this love if we don't have training.
所以这里的意思就是说，若是我们没有在这样子的训练中间经过的时候，我们就没有这样的爱。
God has to be the source of that love.
而神是那一个爱的源头。
I want to hear this, those of you who have not received Christ yet.
我实在是愿意听各位中间还没有接受主的。
We cannot love until we have found the source of love.
我们没有办法爱。只等到我们找寻到那个爱的源头。
What we have in our natural life is all the jealousy.
因为我们在我们的天然生命里面，我们只有嫉妒。
Is all the, I don't know how to say this, but it's so easy. When you see someone better than you, you don't feel happy.
因为就很容易就看到别人比你强的时候，心里就不太开心。
Because of the jealousy.
就是因为嫉妒的心。
When you see somebody worse than you, you don't feel happy too, because you look down upon them.
有人看到比你差的呢，你也不觉得有什么开，也不觉得有什么开心，因为你觉得我有点轻视的意思。
And we have, only looked at, so many things from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 at one time.
我们曾经讲过哥林多前书的第十三章那个爱的那一篇。
Love boasts not of itself.
爱是不自夸。
Love is long suffering.
爱是恒久忍耐。
See, these are all not human nature.
因为那所有这里所说的都不是人天然就有的。
We have to come to God and say, God, give me this love.
我们必须要来到神的面前，跟神说，主啊，请你把这样的爱给我们。
But without this, we cannot love him.
因为若是没有这个爱，我们就不知道怎么样爱。
We cannot love one another.
我们也没有办法彼此相爱。
And you may have all kinds of gifts in working for the Lord.
也许你有各样的恩赐，可以为神做工。
You have all the knowledge that you can convince people there's a God.
也许你有很多的知识，你能够说服人家，让人家知道说有一位神。
But those who know the Bible well, you know that when Paul put the gift and love together, he said love is not comparable. Gifts are not comparable with love.
但是各位，若是你有一点圣经的根基的话，你就知道，当保罗把爱跟恩赐放在一起的时候，你就知道爱是最大的。
Some churches are built by the great gifts.
有些教会是因着很大的恩赐而建立的。
People came to listen to good preaching.
而大家人涌进来听些很好的讲道。
And I'm in no way to put down those great preachers.
我也不说那样子是不好。
But I'm also reminded that a lot of churches are built on love.
但是我也要提醒各位，有很多教会它是在爱中建立的。
I called a brother yesterday. He was living afar.
我昨天跟一位弟兄打电话，他住得很远。
I'm concerned about because he was looking for a church.
我很关心，因为他在那里要找一个聚会的地方。
And I don't want to tell him who he is and where he go.
我也不要告诉各位他是谁或者他去哪里。
But something interesting that he told me.
但是有一件事情他告诉我。
He said that I went to that church. The preaching was just so-so.
他说我到一个地方去啊，那个地方那个讲道嘛是普普通通。
But I feel drawn to it because the brother and sister there are really sincere. They
但是，我是在很受那里的吸引，因为那里的弟兄姊妹他们彼此相爱。
Hallelujah! Praise God for that kind of church.
这样的教会，我们实在是要为这样的教会感谢神。
You know, we know that gifts comes from God. If God should give some good preachers that they can preach and people get benefit, that's God's glory.
我们实在知道，因为恩赐都是从神而来的。若是神愿意的话，赐下一个恩赐，在那里就能够讲到，让弟兄们得到，弟兄姊妹得到好处。
But the body of Christ, the church itself, has to be built in love.
但是这整个教会整个的又是要建立起来的话，就是要建立在爱里面。
And how can we build the church?
怎么样来建立教会呢？
We have to be filled by God's love.
我们要实在是每个人都要被神的爱这样子常常充满。
I cannot tell you what to do because, when God fills you with your love, with His love, there's no telling what you can do.
因为当神将把他这样的爱来充满我们的时候，我们就没有办法知道要做的事有多大。
When we don't know how to preach the gospel to someone, love will find a way.
因为当我们不知道怎么样向神，向另外一位人来传福音的时候，而这个爱能够为我们找出路来。
You may cry for him, you may beg him, you may pray for him.
也许你在那里要拼命请他，要拉他，要求他，也许你会为他祷告，也许你会向他哭。
Love will find a way.
但是爱就可以找到那条路。
God builds church with His love.
神也是用他的爱来建立教会。
Let's found a foundation in the Word of God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看看以弗所书第四章，看看神怎么样说。以弗所书第四章。
Here it says from verse 11 on.
第十一节开始。
But I want you to just to read verse 16.
第十一节开始，我们看过来，但是我们只读第十六节。
From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
You see, the church is built in love.
你看在这里，教会是在爱中建立的。
But do you then say, how do we acquire these kind of love?
那就说我们怎么样才能有这样的爱呢？
The answer is Romans chapter 5.
答案在罗马书第五章里头。
Let's turn to this, please.
我们一起看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
What does it say here? And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
罗马书第五章第五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God is shed abroad by the Holy Spirit.
因为神的爱是圣灵来赐给我们的。
Now this comes back to square number one.
我们又回到头一点来了。
When we receive Christ into our heart,
当我们接受主的时候，
we receive His love.
我们就接受了他的爱。
But actually, the one who lives in him in us is the Holy Spirit.
但事实上呢，是圣灵住在我们里面。
And if we walk in him, if we keep close to him,
当我们在他里面行走，而在那里跟他接近的时候，
God will shed abroad His love to us.
他就将他的爱浇灌我们。
We remember the story of Charlie.
我们记得这个刚才说的 Charlie 的他的故事。
When he was saved, he began telling people, "I have this kind of love."
当他开始一得救的时候，他就觉得他说我有这样的爱。
And his life radiates.
那个时候他
radiates, it's in radiance.
因为他实在是在那里说，真是整个人都不一样。
You know, if you go to Monterey Park, go to see him. Tell him not Charlie sent him there. Peter sent him there.
如果各位有机会要去 Monterey Park 的话呢，你们也可以去拜访一下 Charlie 这位弟兄。
I can guarantee you, if he's still kept in God's love, he's full of smiles.
因为我可以跟你保证，就是他在神的爱里面的话，他永远是跟人就是那样子都是那样的微笑。
I haven't seen him for a long time, but every time I saw him, I knew whether he's still in God, in the spirit or not, by his look, by his face.
我很久没有看到这位弟兄，但是每一次我看到他的时候，我都从他的脸色上，从他的微笑上，我能知道他是不是与主同行。
He's just an ordinary brother.
因为他就是一位我们普通的弟兄。
But his face is full of joy, full of glory.
但是他的脸上是充满了爱，充满了荣耀。
Everyone can be enjoying God in that way.
每一个人都可以像 Charlie 弟兄这样子来享受神。
If we ask Christ to come into our heart.
若是我们邀请神住到我们里面。
We ask Christ Jesus to dwell in us.
我们邀请耶稣来住在我们里面。
He not only take care of our sins,
非仅他可以将我们的罪来解决的
which he died for us,
因为他
on the cross,
为了这个罪他就为我们死。
He has paid a price of penalty.
他已经将已经为我们还了罪债。
And he is resurrected.
而他又复活。
Because of his resurrection, he sent down the Holy Spirit to live in every one of us.
因为他能复活，于是他就将圣灵赐下来，赐到我们每一个人心里面，让我们都能得到这个爱。
Call upon this Christ.
我们这样子来求告这一位耶稣的名。
And he will send his Holy Spirit to dwell in you.
他就将圣灵赐下来，住在我们里面。
You will receive a great joy.
你就会享受到那样大的喜乐。
And you will receive a great peace.
你也会享受到极大的平安。
And you will receive his love.
也会接受他的爱。
And when you walk close to him, that love will abide in you.
就是你这样子继续与他同行的时候，那样的爱就会一直在你里面。
And you have this love to love one another.
然后你就有这样的爱的能力，能够去爱别人。
Dear brother and sister, this is discipline the Lord talk about.
这是一个，这个就是神所说的他的做门徒的这里所说的做门徒的意思。
We all fail sometime, one time or another.
我们常常失败。
Sometimes we fell out of His grace, fell out of His love, fell out of His compassion. Sometimes we just became ourselves, like we don't love God anymore.
有时候我们好像从爱里面就这么样，好像跌出去了啊，从他的爱，从他的跌出去了。
Sometimes we are full of ourselves, we don't care about anybody else.
有时候我们里面充满了自己，就根本不在乎别人。
And when that happened, what do we do?
当那样的事情，当那样的我们在那样的情形的时候，我们该怎么办呢
？Discipline.
这时候就要讲到有训练
，discipline
做门徒。
Disciples are the ones who receive discipline.
这个门徒就是那些接受训练的。
And because of failure,
因为失败
，we can also learn.
我们也就从失败中来学习。
Sometimes when we are in school, we're taking tests.Sometimes we fail, but we learn a lot when we fail.
我们有时候在学校里头，若是考试如果不及格的话，我们可以学到很多。
Let me tell you, I passed my grade in college years on the general mechanics.
我在大学时候，那时候他的这个普通力学，我勉能够及格。
Well, let me tell you, I didn't learn much.
可是那个及格的那个科目，我并没有学到什么。
Until I was in graduate year.
直到我等到了研究所的时候
，When I realized I didn't know mechanics，
我才发现我根本力学一点都不懂。
Because I failed once，
因为我曾经考试一次考不及格。
But by my failure， I began to realize，
但是因为那一次不及格，那一次失败，
to understand，
我就了解到我的不足。
So you see， God wants us to be trained to be a disciple of God，
因为神是要训练我们，让我们成为一个门徒。
We may not have this love，
我们可能这时候没有那样的爱。
We usually don't，
我们经常我们是没有这样的爱。
But we can call upon His name and ask the Holy Spirit to come in our hearts and fill us with His love.
但是我们可以求告他的名，让圣灵来住在我们里面，然后我们就可以充满这样的爱。
Then we can love one another.
然后我们才会能够彼此相爱。
Christians should be very humble to say we have no this natural love.
因为一个基督徒应该是非常谦卑的，我们实在是知道我们没有这种像属神的这种爱。
The world is looking for love.
这个整个世界在那寻找这样的爱。
And we can't give them.
但是我们没有办法给他们。
But when we are hooked up with the Lord,
但是我们跟神跟在那里接线的时候
，we are connected with Him.
当我们跟他连接的时候
，the chapter 15th chapter of John talk about one with Him.
约翰福音第十五章里面，就是讲到与神合一。
God's energy, God's power, God's love fill us.
于是神的爱，神的那个能力就来到我们中间。
We begin to be like.The channel to give God's love.
然后我们就成为神的一个爱的一个流通的一个道路。
That's what Christians all about.
这就是做基督徒的真意。
God has not requested us to do things that we cannot do.
因为神没有要我们做一些我们做不到的事。
But because we can't do, we learn to rely on Him.
也就因为我们知道我们做不到，于是我们就可以完全依靠他。
When we begin to say to the Lord humbly.
当我们这样很谦卑的跟神说
，Lord, fill me now.
说主啊，求你来充满我。
Fill me with your love.
充满我，用你的爱来充满我。
So that I can be a vessel of love.
然后我就可以成为爱的一个器皿。
That I may dispense these love.
然后我就可以从这个器皿里头能够倒出来。
To the world that needs love.
然后倒出来，倒到这个世界上，这个世界上是需要爱的。
Lord, this world is full of hatred.
这个世界充满了仇恨。
And there's full of men's pride.
也充满了人的骄傲。
All the haunting things.
所有这些高傲的事情。
And they're full of jealousy.
而且充满了嫉妒。
Only your love can cleanse them.
只有你的爱能够来洗清。
Lord, therefore, for your sake, fill me now.
所以因为你的缘故，你现在来充满我。
I want to live for you.
我要为你而活。
Because you have already loved me.
因为我知道你已经为我爱了我。
And because of your commandment.
而且也因为你的命令。
I'm going to love my brothers.
我就要爱我的弟兄姊妹。
That the world may see that we are your disciples.
然后世人就知道我们是你的门徒。
May your gospel be glorified. May your name be glorified.
然后你的名字在这个全地才会被得到颂扬。
We pray that because of this love, many will be drawn to you.
我们也这样祷告，因为这个爱，然后很多人都能够来到被吸引来到你的面前。
Would you like to pray just as I did?
你们愿不愿意这样子来祷告呢？
Would you like to open your heart saying, Lord, fill me with your love?
愿不愿意你打开你的心说主啊求你来充满我用这样的爱来充满我
Whether you're a Christian or not, at this stage it doesn't matter now.
不管在这一点上我们不管是不是基督徒我们都需要
Because we need to have constant filling, many times of his filling.
因为我们需要经常的神的浇灌神的充满
Would you pray with me now?
我们一起来这样祷告
Let's all bow our head and pray.
我们一起低头祷告 Praise you.
Father, we know our great need.
主耶稣啊，我们实在深深知道我们有这样大的需要。
Because we are empty.
因为我们是空虚的。
Unless you come to us and fill us.
除非你来到这里来充满我们。
We cannot glorify you.
我们没有办法来荣耀你。
For we have no such love that you command us to love to one another.
因为我们没有那个你要我们彼此相爱的那个爱。
Lord, therefore forgive us.
所以主，我们求你来赦免我们。
We confess our own inadequacy.
我们在你面前来承认主，我们是做不到。
We want you to fill us constantly.
我们求你经常不断的来充满我们。
Grant us our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
Because you have commanded so.
因为我们知道这是你的命令。
And you are able.
你就可以这样做到。
You can cleanse our sins.
你可以来洗净我们的罪。
Whatever they are.
不管这个罪是什么。
And wherever we fail.
而且不管在哪一点上我们失败。
And fell out of your grace.
而在那里离开了你的恩典。
Lord, come to our heart now.
主啊，在这个时候，主你就来到我们心里面。
Fill us with your love.
充满我们的心，用你的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen